Fragments, written by Tony Jordan and read by Caroline Lee. When Caddy Walker thinks back to this morning, she will try to remember everything. She will lie in bed and sift the moments for a clue. The first thing she recalls will be the heat, even before the scarf. Deep summer. At home, the corrugated iron horizon was already glinting and shimmering. Later, hanging on a bus strap, she swayed among the clammy shoppers and musky teenagers. Felt the barest hesitation. She could be on her way to the pool. She could be in the bath. In the kitchen, in her knickers, with one arm wedged in the freezer. Now that she is here, though, waiting out the front of the art gallery, those thoughts have gone. She's halfway along the queue that weaves across the forecourt, parallel to the river, among pink-faced women and a few damp-shirted men. Children pulling their mother's arms and the crumpled elderly fanning their throats with the free souvenir guide from the paper. The Botanic Gardens are on the other side of the river, around the next bend, and there the Moreton Bay figs are tall and lush and green, yet still people stand here and sweat and wait. So often these once-in-a-lifetime exhibits are anticlimactic, entombed warriors that look like they were poured in a concrete factory in Moorooka, some squinty masterpiece on tour from the Louvre. The queue isn't moving. Caddy skipped breakfast, but she's got a salad roll in the Hessian bag over her shoulder. The tomato will be liquefying into pulp. She'd like to get back to her paperback, her index finger marking her place, except it feels disloyal to be reading another novel while waiting to see the fragments, as though the ghost of Inga Carlson will find her wanting. She should have arrived earlier. She lay awake and watched the sky drift from pitch to pewter through her wide bedroom window as though she were eight and it was Christmas morning. But she didn't want to rush this. She wants to remember everything. The fragments are here, locked behind steel and glass inside the new State Gallery. The fragments, irreplaceable, priceless. Here, in Brisbane.